A massive sale on more than 1 million rail tickets has been announced across the country. The government's Great British Rail Sale, that almost sounds like something from the 1970s, isn't it? The Great British Rail Sale. We'll see some off-peak prices slashed by as much as half between the 25th of April and the 27th of May. Some campaigners say costs should be cut even further amid wider price increases. Dave Richardson is spokesman for the Thames Valley branch of Rail Future, and Dave's with me right now. Dave, hello to you.
Good afternoon.
OK, so let's have a look at this then. What is actually on sale? What is up for a bit of a bargain?
Well, basically, there's plenty of good fares available, if you can find them, on trains operated by one company. From Reading, for example, you've got a choice of Great Western, quite a big network. You've also got cross-country down to Bournemouth and up to Manchester by Birmingham. So as long as you stick to those routes, and Great Western would include Bristol, Cornwall, Devon, plenty of nice places, you're okay. But once you change trains onto a different operator, that doesn't seem to apply. It's normal fares if you do that.
And commuters, regular users, will they get any benefit?
No, it's purely aimed at the leisure market. So it's only available on off-peak trains, which is typically after about 9:30 in the morning. And certainly not to London, generally speaking. So you'd have to avoid travelling in the peak hours. And best of luck, because I've just had a look myself at the... if you go to the National Rail website, you can search from any station to see what's available. And some fares don't seem to be available at all. So either they're very, very limited in their availability or they sold out extremely quickly.
Looking at whether commuters, those that use the rail system on a regular basis, shouldn't they get some benefit out of it, do you think?
Well, the government wants to encourage people back to the railways, and so far it's had only limited success. Leisure travel has come back pretty strongly, but business travel and commuter travel is still lagging behind. That's partly because of different working patterns, which may never go back to normal as people work more from home. The rail industry has introduced a flexible season ticket, so it's one where you can make a certain number of trips within a 28-day period. The discounts available on that are not too good, but there are at least some discounts. So they've made a little move in the right direction, but rather like this Great British Rail Fare sale, it's a move in the right direction, but it doesn't go far enough, and we hope it'll go much further in future in simplifying fares and giving people a better deal, whether they're travelling every day for work or they're going for a day to the seaside. We need to see simpler, better fares across the board, which are easy to understand, and we need to see better availability than they are at the moment.
Really good to speak to you, Dave. Thank you very much indeed. And that is Dave Richards from Thames Valley Rail Future.